Yes, I like that. DJ Khaled and Rihanna there, and Wild Thoughts on Today FM. Before that, we had Spiller and Groove Jet. It is Al here. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102. You can email Al at todayfm.com. We've been talking about the end of the world, the end of days, and doomsday, and the potential doomsday of this Saturday, and all those texts of what you would do is great. Some of the things that are coming in on the text machine are people going, well, Al, you know, if it was the end of the world this weekend, I'd probably just, you know, get in touch with family, or I'd do this, that, and the other, I'd spend time with them. Well, do you know who your family are? Do you know who you are? A little while ago, I did a DNA test for this show under the kind of auspices of that, you know, Pam thought it was a good idea for the radio, and we might as well do it. I was a little bit worried because all I know is that Tala is, that's me, and, you know, if I found out that I wasn't from Tala, I might have to consider some sort of career change. But apparently what I'm talking about is not like who your grandparents are, or, you know, ancestors from hundreds of years ago, but like where in the world and all this kind of thing. So what we did was we spat into test tubes and we sent them off to a lab in America to be examined. And only this weekend I was going, God, we never got back to that. The results are back. In studio, I have Mike Mulligan. How are you, Mike?
Hi, guys.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Now, Mike, what are you? You're a DNA historian, is it?
Yeah, I look at people's DNA results and I help them figure out what it means, where they've come from in the world, and who they're connected to in the world as well.
And you've had some unusual ones. We were just saying there, you had a weird one with Blonidney Kovic and stuff.
Yeah, when we were looking actually at Maura Duran's results, we actually noticed that a lot of her connections went back to the same part of the world as Blonidney. So we checked with the two of them, we found out that they were actually fourth cousin.
That's amazing.
So they share
it?
A great, great, great granny.
And they had no idea.
They had no idea.
And this is your full-time job? This is all you do?
Yeah, we sit down with looking at people and sort of help them figure out where they came from and who they're connected to. Because Irish people, we want to know who we're related to.
Of course.
You know, and especially we want to know who we relate to any Americans with money.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. Yeah.
What happens with the spit then? You know, when I find it very hard to fill the thing with spit.
It takes a little bit of doing. It depends on how much spit you have in you, I guess.
Surprisingly, not as much as I thought.
Like the quickest I've ever seen, I've seen somebody just there then, they whip it out, 30 seconds, they fill the test tube, and I've seen other people take the best part of an hour. It heads off to our labs in America,
right,
where we have at this stage about two swimming pools full of spit, if you want to.
Oh my God.
Get your head around that.
Right, okay.
So, and then we extract your DNA from the spit, we compare it to the other 5 million people in our database who've done the same thing,
yeah,
and we find out of that 5 million how many you're related to, and we also check with people we know are from certain parts of the world, and if you match those people to a certain degree, we think, well, if you match a person from Greece, say,
yeah,
there's a good chance that you have some Greek heritage,
okay,
somewhere way back.
And you can't do anything untoward with the spit, like, you can't.
No, there's not much really you can do with spit. There's
like clone, you know, Pamela or something, so that I could have two producers or
well, I mean, if you talk to me later, I mean, if you need the extra workload, but so far that's all in the realms of science fiction. I think it's likely to stay that way for
really?
A couple of decades yet.
Okay, yeah, so you have results for me, Mike.
I do have results for you and Pam.
Okay, fabulous. All right. Well, what way do we want to do this, Pamela? Will I find out about me first?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, you're just hoping that there's scandal.
Well, what we can do is we can do both together because we have a few different types of tests and we can run through the tests.
Okay.
Yeah. And the best way to think of it is a time machine. The first test, we talk about your genetic ancestry. It's where you came from in the world.
Right.
Now, there's two places we can focus the lens.
Just to stop you for a second, Mike, if anybody's listening going, this is why would I care where Al or Pam are from? Anybody can do this.
You go on to ancestry.ie, you can order your own test and you can find out where in the world you came from as well.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're going, I don't care, I'm just saying you could do it too. So what happens, Mike? What happens?
So if we turn the time machine back to, say, hundreds of thousands of years, at that level, there's so many people wandering around the globe that we can't pin you down too exactly.
Okay.
But we can see that you and Pam, let's have a look here, that you're both mostly Irish.
Okay.
In fact, Al, you are 92% and Pam is 91%.
Oh, yes. Pam, I'm more Irish than you.
By a percent? I'm more Irish than I thought
now,
I was.
No, it's plus or minus, so you're almost identical in that respect.
Okay.
You know, I've never seen two people actually come identical. Usually there's like 5 or 6%.
Oh God, I hope we're not related.
We did check, and you'll be pleased to know you're not related.
Hey!
It does happen. So you're pretty much mostly Irish. There's other bits of trace regions where we're not exactly sure if it's real or not, or it's just something in the lab that shows up funny results.
Okay.
But for you, Pam, we found some Scandinavian, about 6%, and we found some Italian and some Spanish.
Oh, interesting.
Lovely. And Al, we found, again, some Scandinavian, some Spanish, some Italian, some British, a little bit of British.
Oh, dear. All right, and, okay. The less said about that, the better. Yeah, yeah.
And here's an interesting one. It's only 1%, so it's almost likely just to be noise. But just to know it's there, we found a little bit of Middle Eastern.
Oh, right.
A little bit of exotica in there for you.
You're only delighted.
I love that. So what percentage Middle Eastern?
It's 1%. So I wouldn't exactly go taking out a passport on the back of it. But it's there. You can tell all your friends you're Middle Eastern Tala.
Oh, I love Cheek it.
Cheek Porter.
So then we kind of turned the time machine down to the last few hundred years.
Okay.
Now we can be more precise there. We can actually pin you down which part of Ireland you're
yeah.
from. So let me see. For
now, I would be consider myself to be 100% true blue dub.
And mostly you are, but what we did find for you is we found that there is a big connection with the southeast.
Okay.
So from Waterford and Carlow. So we found that your DNA connects you down there in the last 400 or 500 years.
Really?
So there is a connection to come. Now,
that's
most
interesting.
Most true blue dubs go back 3 or 4 generations, and there's very few true blue dubs yeah. all the way back. So we all have something coming from, because that's been the story of Ireland. Everybody's going to Dublin at some point.
Yeah.
So there is a connection to the southeast. In the case of Pam, we've been able to get a little even more specific.
Okay.
So I didn't know any of your family background, but according to your DNA, there's one part of your family definitely seems to come from Roscommon, Longford area.
Yes, that's
you
correct.
You voted no.
And then there's another part of the family connection seems to put you somewhere like Cavan Monaghan.
Yep, that
so that
sense.
Just comes straight out in your DNA. Your DNA screams Cavan Monaghan, Longford.
You big bogger, what do you like?
Oh my I'm God. From the bog, okay,
I
now
love
it's
it.
So we can get that precise with some people. So
wow.
with you, general southeast, but with you we could get very precise.
And that's a couple of hundred years.
That would be in the last 200-300 years in
wow.
your case we were able to pin it down. So that's
very interesting.
That's the where in world analysis. So then we decided to find out how many living people in our network of 5 million are related to you.
Okay, this is good. All right, yeah, yeah.
So, any guesses how many?
Well, I have no idea. What do people generally guess? I don't want to guess completely out of the wrong ballpark.
So you're in the general area for both of you. So you have, roughly speaking, you have about 9,500.
9,500
cousins.
Living cousins.
Living cousins around the world. Feel free to invite them to your next show.
The Christmas show.
Yeah. Just, it's a family show, literally a family show. Pamela has a bit more. You have about 12,000.
Oh, wow.
Now, speaking as somebody who's half country myself, those of us from the country tend to have bigger families, more cousins. So
yes.
That's probably what's behind
it. No television.
It, so. No television. So we had a look through. Now, your closest cousin, Pamela, you actually have a second cousin. So that's like your parents' granny or granda. Is
okay.
a connection. And this man, he lives in New York. He has the wonderful username, the Harlem Flash, which is Nick. You can tell which part of New York he's from. Now, his family actually come, and he's funny because he has the exact same type of background. His father's a McKenna, and his mother's a Donahue from Longford, and his father's a McKenna. And I'll show you these later on so
wow.
you can go through, but somewhere
so
in his
this
family.
This is a living relative of
this
Pam's.
This is a living relative of Pam.
And now, he's my second cousin.
He's your second cousin.
Bizarre.
So you share a great grandparent.
And is he old or no?
I don't know his age. He looks to be kind of about 50s, 60s.
I know Donahue is definitely a name in and around Longford where my dad's from.
Isn't that amazing?
But this is going to be interesting.
So
now.
There's a good chance he's like his father's a first cousin of your dad.
Wow.
And that's incredible.
And that's how quickly we lose touch with people.
Yeah.
They get all over the world. And because this test launched in America first 5 years ago, a lot of the matches we get tend to be around the world.
Okay, do I have a rich relative then?
You don't, but here's an interesting one about yours.
Here.
Pamela has a second cousin.
Okay.
You only have a third cousin.
Right.
But it's not that far away. She's actually a true blue dub herself. Catherine Kelleher's her name. She lives in Dublin.
Catherine Kelleher.
That's all the information she's put up. But you have somewhere wandering around the city, somebody else who took the DNA test in the last few months, and she's a third cousin of you, just wandering around. She could be down the road from you.
Never met her in my
Never
life.
Never met her
I've
in
no
your
idea
life.
Who
and
that
if
is.
You look through her family tree, probably, I don't know these people, but especially
and so what's a third cousin then?
It means that your grandparents' grandparents.
My grandparents.
So your granny and granda
yeah.
would have known their granny and granda.
Okay.
So it's 4 or 5 generations back. It's not that far away, really.
Yeah.
And it just
that's
means
mad.
That
so she's listening to the radio, I'm related to you.
You're related
Miss
to
Miss Kelleher.
Third cousin, yeah. And that's the way, especially with Dublin families, because I found a case in my own family where when I took the DNA test first, I recognised the username and I went down to the other end of the office to my friend Sabrina who works with me and said, "That's your username." And it turns out her mammy and my dad were third cousins.
Oh my God.
Just in the one office.
This is too small a country,
it's,
isn't
it's
it?
It's too small a country. And both my dad and her mum are Dublin people. And what happened was, like, the two families were just down the road. One was Sandyford and the other was up down the road in Sandyford as well. Grew up, totally didn't know within a generation or two that they were connected.
Brilliant. So. Is that as far as then we get right down to that? I mean, that's brilliant.
We get to third cousin. In Pamela's case, it's second cousin. I'm pretty sure, like, if you look through your dad or your mum, I know them.
And with a username like Harlem Flash. God
so,
knows.
So it's a great way to kind of find new family. So
that's
if you're
extraordinary.
If you want to do this at home, how much is the test when you order it online?
So if you order online, it's €95. And they'll kill me back in the office. But every Christmas, it usually gets a little cheaper coming up when you're looking for Christmas
That'd
presents.
Be a great Christmas present, yeah.
So, and the database has like 4 to 5 million people, is it, in the last 3 months?
Yeah. And so in the last 3 months, we added another million people to the database. It's grown at a phenomenal rate. So every few months, another million. And as new people take the test, we'll check them against you. So more will come along. And if another person, second cousin, shows up, or even a first cousin, or maybe we've had a few cases where it's even closer.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, that's interesting.
And so it's ancestry.com.
Or ancestry.ie if you're in Ireland.
Yeah, that'll take /DNA and all that if you want to get. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. Pam.
Thank God we're not related.
We're going to New York.
I'm going to call you Aladdin from now on.
5T102, it's Al Porter on Today FM.
Today FM, dare to care.
It's dare.
Right now, though, I want to talk to a lady who has just had an incredibly tough run of it.